50 years ago, when Akron's first shopping mall opened, it marked the beginning of the migration of retail out of downtown. These days, that mall is struggling, and customers may be heading back to Main Street. I'm WKSU's Kabir Bhatia, and I'm going to look at the future of retail in Akron. In 1967, Bonnie and Clyde roared into theaters, including the then-new Twinplex at Chapel Hill Mall.
Their paths crossed like two hot wires. Almost before they knew it, they had bloodied up four states.
The theater was joined in Akron's first enclosed shopping mall by merchants like Recordland, Kroger's, and Grey Drug. A half century later, Chapel Hill sits more than half empty. Its crosstown rival, Rolling Acres Mall, was shuttered years ago and is being demolished. And that's presenting an opportunity once again for downtown shopping. Lauren Ward owns Noto Boutique.
My customer is somebody who really seeks out something different and wants that local boutique feel. They don't want to go to the mall. They want to support something different and unique. And they want an experience as well. They come in here because they know me and they want to feel like they're a part of something, not just supporting a big chain store.
Ward opened her first location a decade ago and now has two locations downtown offering a mix of vintage and new clothing. But she says local flavor is what sells best.
We definitely sell the most of our Bike Ohio tea, especially being right here down by the towpath. We just came out with a new one. It says Good Vibes in the kind of Goodyear style font, and that has been going over really well too.
Ward says that commitment to staying local and knowing her customers is what's making downtown merchants successful. Christine Vidala with the Downtown Akron Partnership agrees.
It's nothing new. We've seen it for hundreds of years, but in a sense, it's coming back to the homemaker. You're seeing a definite shift in homemaking versus, you know, dare I say, China. That shift of of having a pride and having ownership in something that was made locally far outseeds an international purchase.
Vidala also says scaling up retail in tandem with population, instead of having one wait for the other, is the best strategy for growing downtown. Back at Noto, Lauren Ward agrees, saying that what shoppers need is...
definitely more fun shops like mine. I think...
but that's competition for you.
But competition brings more people to the area naturally. So if we had more clothing boutiques, more fun gift shops, bookstores, more coffee, once we have more people in place down here, the retailers will want to be here because there will be a need.
Ward says the renovation of the Akron City Center Hotel into apartments will definitely help. But as she's noted with all the foot traffic from the towpath trail, it also helps to have amenities and attractions nearby. Ned Hill, a professor of city and regional planning at Ohio State University, says Akron could capitalize on the trail as other cities have, since it runs right alongside the Ohio and Erie Canal.
Daylighting the canals will be hugely important. Water's magic. If you go to Indianapolis, which has used their canals very, very well as focal points, San Antonio, the canal has the same function. Because what happens is we have to stop thinking in terms of retail space and think much more in terms of social space, spaces where people can hang out and feel comfortable.
And then he says they'll shop. Chapel Hill seems to be trying to adapt to that thinking. The mall was sold last year, and the new owners have brought back old favorites like Archie the Snowman and motorcycle displays, as well as new attractions like mechanized dinosaur shows. But Hill says traditional shopping malls are going to find less success than downtown-like lifestyle centers, such as Crocker Park in Beechwood.
Crocker Park has street life built into it. It's more food-dependent than retail-dependent. And people go for the experience and kind of incidentally shop. It's not a good recipe. It's about the only recipe.
And that's the recipe Akron officials hope will bring shoppers back downtown. I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.